How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. AD and Raph are out today. It's just myself and Sip, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
To deal with us.
He just wants us, yeah, us again.
And what's it sponsored by?
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Raising
you ever go to Cane's at all?
Yes, I like it. I do like it.
When's the last time you went to Raising Cane's?
It's probably been a year.
Well, we can change
one
that.
One Sunday. It was a Sunday.
Why don't you go
I
more
I went with a granddaughter and... It was filling. I liked it. Thank you.
I was there at 1:30 in the morning before the Rutgers game the night before.
Why?
Well, I was out with Taylor. You know Taylor. I went to the Green
Bay
game.
I like Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor's your wife's brother.
That's correct. My brother-in-law.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's how that works.
Right.
That's late for me, being out that late. Mm-hmm. As you would assume, I went to the downtown Canes.
Did you really?
At 14th and P.
So you're out with the kids.
That place was packed.
Was it?
Because it's always packed. I looked around. I believe I was the third oldest person in the building.
The third oldest?
Yeah, because some parents were in there with their college kids. I was impressed they were out that late.
1:30, yeah.
And I was second. I was right behind them in age. They're probably in their 50s, I would assume. Yeah. So I was like, get on, you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, really.
And
really.
Then it was me. In probably a place of 100-plus people.
God, there was that many in there at 1:30.
I was third. That was really when it kind of hit me, saying, wow, all right. Yep, we're getting up there.
Think about those employees that are still doing that at 1:30.
I think they're open until 3 a.m. there.
Oh, that's a shift. That's a shift. That's a tough shift.
But you know what? They're busy, though. It's not like you're staying up till 3 in the morning and you're slow. You're always doing something.
But if you're staying up till 3, you're not getting out of there at 3.
Nope, probably 4.
Or yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah. It's a tough shift.
You got to work there.
I like that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. It is fine. It's 100% fine. People do that. I was at a Flying J on Saturday on the way home from Iowa City. And it was that, you know, the Flying J on the interstate.
I do.
Coming back from Iowa. And man, I think it's a Wendy's or a Burger King. Is there a Wendy's in there or a Burger King? There's a Taco John's and then there's a Wendy's or a Burger King.
I think it's a Wendy's.
Yeah. And it's obviously, this is really idle chit chat at this point, but it must be a super busy Wendy's because they had 7 people in the kitchen just working their tails off. 7. Like,
business is good.
Right. When you have 7 people going hard like that, and it was early afternoon, I just thought they must be doing really well because they have 7 people they're paying right now, right?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Just trying to, today will be a very busy day around Nebraska.
We think.
College football in general. Again, we know yesterday was just an absolute ton of information with Tony White going to Florida State. We don't know about Terrence Knighton yet. That's unknown in terms of where he's going to be.
To review, 2 big bombshells, right? It won't be as busy today.
Oh, you don't think it could be?
No, because there was 2 bombshells yesterday. Tony White's official. He's moved on. to Florida State. That's done, Jake. It's official.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built. 50 years ago, it's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana Holgorsen. It's official. Jake, I was not expecting that yesterday. That Dana Holgorsen became Nebraska's offensive coordinator, signed a 2-year deal for $1.2 million per. Did not expect that. That's great for Nebraska. That's stability. But those are two huge news items. Now, as far as McGuire goes, Garrett, still on the staff. I can tell you that. I'm not. This is not speculative. You saw some rumors out there. You saw some reports to the contrary. He's still on the staff. Now, he will be in another role.
So he will not be the receivers coach.
Doesn't sound like it.
That's still big news then.
Right.
He might not be that role, but he's still on staff.
Right. Knighton Terrence is still on staff. Again, reports to the contrary, but he's still on staff. I guess you would say he's being courted by FSU, but was working yesterday.
And in terms of the players of, you know, who are saying they're in the portal so far, it's Gabe Irvin Jr., Jamari Butler, Mekhi Bear, Vincent Jackson, and Stephon Thompson. That's what we know so far is those five.
Thompson came
from Syracuse
with White. Vincent Carroll Jackson's snap count was decreased as the season went on to basically nothing. He's a defensive lineman, redshirt freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Bayer and Butler were the big ones, right?
Yes.
And I packed up my stuff, but Bayer's the fourth leading tackler, and he would be the returning leading tackler for Nebraska. I think he had 49 tackles. Butler had 22 tackles, 2 sacks. Butler had a good year, not a great year. I expected more from Butler this year. I thought Butler would
he was great against Ohio State. They had the backup left tackle. He was just smoking him all game long, but after that, he didn't see a ton from Jamari, right?
No. I mean,
That was his coming out game this season.
Right.
And after that, it wasn't quite what you thought for turning it up.
2 sacks this year, 7 quarterback hurries, or excuse me, 7 tackles for loss, I think he had. I would have expected bigger numbers. He was good, though. He's a good player, and he's a big. He's, like Bill says, those guys are premium. He'll have a lot of offers. And you never know. I mean, he's jumped into portal before then came back. It's possible he'll be back. It's possible Bayer would be back. It can be a leverage play sometimes. I don't expect that to be the case with these guys, but you watch it, you know. Portal opens, by the way, December 9th. These guys are getting to jump on it.
And reminder, tomorrow is the early signing period beginning through Friday, correct?
Tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow through Friday.
Yes, tomorrow.
Early signing period. So we'll have a lot of news on that tomorrow.
I
might break out the fax machine tomorrow.
This is a bad question for me to ask. Do we still get letter of intent signed? I don't know.
I think so.
Is this one more year of that?
Yeah. Okay. If they do, we'll look at that throughout the day. If we do, I think we'll have to break out the fax machine sounder tomorrow.
What else is on your mind?
That's about it. We got to go.
Okay.
So on that note, we will have if any news breaks today, we'll have tons of news.
I was just looking at my phone to see if there's anything going.
I just checked also. There's no news as of this morning beyond what we've already told you.
Okay.
It's happening. But
all right, we'll have another show tomorrow, and we're all slated to be here.
We are. That's it for us. The Drive was AG Raff and ADSX for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.